Well, good morning. Praise God for another glorious day. Here in Withville, we've got about 3 or 4 more inches of snow. What a wonderful and beautiful sight that God has brought this morning. So our call to worship, listen to these words that come from Psalm 16, verses 5-11. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. God does want to pour upon us great and incredible blessings into the midst of our lives and through us reaching out to other people. What a great blessing it is to know that we have a great inheritance through Jesus Christ, already part of the kingdom of God. Let's go now to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord, thank you for the blessings of a new day. Thank you for the whiteness of the snow that covers it all. And thank you for giving us such beauty and also for giving us places that we could gather together, whether it be during this time of snow or even during the time of pandemic, you provided ways for us to gather together. What a blessing that is. So, Lord, we want to thank you so much for that. We also want to thank you that as we turn to you with repentance and seek out your cleansing and forgiveness, that you have assured us that you will bring it in powerful and tremendous ways. And you will bring it to us and clothe us with the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Christ who was so willing to come here upon earth, let go of rights and privileges, and come to help us to understand you better and to truly understand the depth of your love for us. Lord, thank you for his willingness to die upon the cross, to allow that to happen to be our sacrifice so that we might truly be able to be at one with you. What a great and wonderful thing. And Lord, we also thank you that you do give to us forgiveness. And as your scriptures say, you place our sins away from us, as far as the east is the west, or in the deepest portions of the oceans. Lord, thank you that once we trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we truly can be covered with your righteousness. We truly can be part of your kingdom. And we can live as if it's already here in all of its completeness. Because not only have you clothed us with righteousness, but you have placed within us as individuals and as a community your Holy Spirit. What a great blessing that is, to have your Spirit hold our hand and walk with us day by day, guiding us and nudging us and encouraging us to take the steps that we need to take. But Lord, we do come to you on behalf once again of this pandemic, and we ask that you would end it and that you would end it soon, that we might be able to gather back together as we used to almost a year ago. Lord, please, in this pandemic, whether it be by the vaccine, whether it be by your healing hand, and end it soon. We pray for those that are having to deal with it, whether they have COVID-19 or whether a family member has it. We want to lift them up to you and ask for your healing hand to be upon them and be there in the midst of those families. We also want to pray for families who have lost loved ones due to this pandemic. And we ask, Lord, that you would touch them in a special way so that they might know during this time that you are present with them. Lord, we also know many other people who are hurting and who are sick with many other ailments. And we ask that you would work through the doctors and through the nurses, through technicians and through therapists, to bring people back to full health, that they might be able to walk in your ways with strength again, that they might be able to gather together and receive fellowship, encouragement. Lord, we lift them up to you and ask for you to bring this about. We also pray for those who economically in the midst of this time are having a difficult time, whether because their job hours are reduced or whether because they've lost their job. We pray that you would provide for them, that you would help them, that you would strengthen them, that you would encourage them. And then, Lord, we also know that there are many folks that live right around us who have yet to make a decision to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior or even as their Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you would work in their hearts in powerful ways, that you would touch them and that you would open doors and avenues and ways for us to share with them, to speak with them, to guide them, to help them as you continue to reach out to them. So, Lord, we pray for ourselves also. And we pray for all the churches in the midst of Withville. And we ask, Lord, that you would make them dynamic, that you would make them lights in the midst of this community, drawing people ever closer to you. May they follow your Holy Spirit and do what needs to be done at the right moment, at the right time. So, Lord, prepare us and guide us to truly be your daughters and sons that bring glory and honor to you. Help us now as we pray Jesus' words, the words that he taught to his disciples when they asked him, teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This morning I want to share with you from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. It ends up being some verses that folks know very well at times in their lives. And so I want to share this passage with you from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through 31. Remember that when Isaiah shares this passage with the people of Israel, that they are in exile. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither. And a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these things? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them forth, each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one will fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We do live in the midst of a difficult time. We live in the midst of the time where people are getting tired of social distancing. We thought we were tired of it months ago, but even more so now. And as this continues to happen, there tends to be those whose focus in life is downward, and all they often see is the troubles around them. They're able to see the troubles because all they're doing is looking down, and they're expecting to find trouble upon trouble upon trouble. This builds up within people, and it irritates people, and it pushes them into places where they say they wouldn't normally go. But there is a downward focus, and this way has become much more prominent during this COVID-19 pandemic. People listen to the news and expect bad things because of what the media is bringing to them. They look around them and see that they can't get out and do some of the things that they used to do. So it continues to be a downward focus. A downward focus in that all we're seeing is the stumbling blocks, the potholes, the cracks, and the problems of life. This is what was happening for the people in exile. They had been carted away from their home. They had been carted far away from their home. It's not like it was right next door and they could go and visit. It was 1,000 miles away or more. And they knew that their homes had been destroyed. They knew that their land had been occupied by others. They knew that their whole way of culture and life that they were so used to was completely different now. It was not what they were familiar to, and it was not what they wanted. Doesn't that sound like the life that we live in right now? Maybe we're still within our houses and they're not destroyed and we still have our properties, but what we're used to living, what we still remember from a year ago, was a completely different world than what we live in now. And we wonder, will it ever change? And we wonder, will it ever come back to the way it was? You see, Isaiah calls for the people to lift up their eyes. Instead of looking downward, they need to lift their eyes up and they need to look toward the heavens. They need to see what God is able to do through God's mighty power and God's great strength. Isaiah calls us, too, to look up. Has the kingdom changed? No. We still live in the midst of God's kingdom. We still live in the midst of God calling us into a glorious and wonderful kingdom. We need to look up. And that's what Isaiah is calling the people to do, is to look up. Stop looking at the cracks and the potholes and the speed bumps in life. Look up and see what God is bringing us. See what God is giving to us. See the incredible strength and power of God. Now, I will admit it's difficult at times because sometimes things happen and all you feel like you can do is look down and hang your head and say, just another day. Just another day in the midst of the pandemic. Just another day that I don't know when it will end. Maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but sometimes we think we see it and sometimes we're pretty sure we don't. You see, Isaiah is calling us to look up. Look up and see the glorious work of God. Look up and see the great, incredible things that God has planted around us. See the people that God has placed around us. You see, it's time to look up, not to keep looking down. In order to do this, we've all got to establish a practice. A practice that's not easy. But it's a practice that when we find ourselves looking down, we need to pause. And we need to redirect our focus. When we find ourselves only looking at the bad and the troublesome and the difficulties of life, it's time to pause for a moment and look up, just as Isaiah called the people during the exile to do. Look up. Look to the heavens. See the great works of God. See the glorious and wonderful things that God has placed in our lives. Gosh, one of the great and glorious things right now is that we're able, through technology, to encourage one another, to lift each other up, to gather together for a common time of worship, even if we don't right directly see each other. Look at all that God has given to us. I've caught myself in the past couple of weeks continuing to think about, when will this be over? And when can I get on with some of the things I expected to do in my life? You know what? Now. If I would change my focus and look up and not spend time dwelling upon what I can't do, but if I would look up to the glorious power and strength of God right now, there's lots of things I can do. I remember a while ago seeing a post that somebody had put up that said, I used to think if I had just a week or two, I could get things done around my house that I've been wanting to do for years and years. But after a few months of the pandemic, I found out that what I didn't need more time alone. You see, people are always wishing for what they don't have. And what we need to do is look in the midst of what we do have and how we can do things and what we still can accomplish. Gosh, what a glorious thing it's been to be able to gather together like this, or even to be able to gather together as we do on Wednesday nights through the Zoom platform, to have Bible study, to talk with one another, to share prayer concerns, to encourage, to catch one another up. Folks, it's time to look up. It's time to look up to the heavens and live the glorious life that God has for us. You see, if we can refocus, if we can refocus and look up to God, we'll be able to soar. Did you hear what verse 31 said? Listen to this verse again. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. If we can refocus, if we can do what Isaiah is calling the people to do, to look up, we'll be able to soar. We'll be able to run without growing weary. We'll be able to walk without fainting. Gosh, I really want to get a hold of this part about run without growing weary. You know, I love to run. But at some point you get weary. At some point you get tired. What a great thing it would be able to look up and to soar as an eagle does through the skies and see all the glorious things that God has given to us. What a great thing it would be to continue walking with the Lord our God and bringing that peace and love and comfort to many folks. You see, this is a personal choice. It's a personal choice for us to make and to establish a discipline throughout our days. And that discipline is to pause for a moment and refocus and see where we're looking. Are we looking down at all the troubles and difficulties and problems? Or are we looking up and seeing what God is bringing us and living into the glorious moment that God has for us? It's a discipline to take time to pause and to say, it's time to look up. It's time to look for what God has for me. You see, when we do this, we will have the strength that we need to walk this life. We'll have the ability to walk through the difficulties. What does Psalm 23 say? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. God walks with us through the Holy Spirit each and every day, nudging us and trying to direct our attention heavenward into the strength and the power of God to live the life that God's calling us to live, to enjoy the blessings and the grace and the peace and the mercy and the love. You see, when we look up, we'll have the strength that we need to continue on, no matter how long the difficulties happen around us. Who doesn't want to live that way? Who doesn't want to be able to enjoy the moment, whether it's the beauty of a sunrise, or a sunset. Whether it's the beauty of freshly fallen snow, or whether it's the beauty of walking with other Christians, hand in hand, serving God, and helping other people too to look up. So I'm going to ask you to think about this week. Are you willing to look up and focus above, living into the strength God desires to bring you? Listen, are you willing to look up and focus above living into the strength that God desires to bring you? Folks, it's there. It all depends upon our focus, a focus that we've got to make each and every moment of our day. Are you willing? Pick up your eyes. Stop looking at all the troubles and difficulties and look to the Lord God, who can bring strength and has the power to help us walk through every difficulty we face. Are you willing to refocus? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you because it is true that so oftentimes we're captured by the difficulties and the problems around us. And sometimes that's all we can see. And we fail to see that you are right there with power and strength, that you are right there willing to take a hold of our hand and walk us through the darkest places in life. And as we walk through those darkest places, you will bring to us joy, and we'll be able to see the midst of the glory that you have and the power and strength that you want to give to us, so that we can continue to lift our heads up and look to you. Lord, this week, when we fail to focus in the right direction, cause us to pause, cause us to stop, and to regain the focus that we need to have to be your people. Because you call us to still be glorious lights in the midst of this world, so that people will know how great you are. Please, cause us to stop and to regain our focus on looking at you and walking with you in this world, that we might help you create the kingdom of God right here in the midst of our community. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want you to know that the God of all power and all strength looks upon you at all times with great love and grace and mercy. A love that was expressed so deeply in Jesus Christ. And a love that continues to touch us through the Holy Spirit who exists with us. May you allow the Holy Spirit this week to show you how to live in God's power and strength, showing people that we can look up and enjoy life even in the midst of all that's going on. May God be with you this week in a way that lifts your eyes up to bring praise and honor and glory to the God who saved you.